morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So today we are going to check in on the 2020 U.S. election cycle, though we will examine the potential impacts and implications of the elections to the emerging markets. So joining me here on the line for the conversation today, I do have with me Alejo Zarwanko. Alejo is the Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So, Alejo, good morning to you. Welcome back to Top of the Morning, and looking forward to our conversation today.
How are you, Dan? Good morning. Always great to exchange thoughts with you.
Yep, it's great to have you back, Alejo, and this conversation correlates well with the release of a recent edition of the ongoing Election Watch publication series. I believe this piece came out just last week, a title of which is What the U.S. Elections Mean for Emerging Markets, and that piece is now available up on UBS Online Services. So looking forward to digging into this topic a bit with you deeper. Perhaps, Alejo, we can begin with some historical context. How have emerging markets and their financial assets been impacted by U.S. elections, historically speaking?
Absolutely, Dan. I do agree that it's always helpful to review some of the lessons from history. And in that regard, history shows that emerging market assets do experience strong, though short-lived, price moves around U.S. election day. We also know that these emerging market assets have performed better during periods of a unified U.S. government, as well as during historical periods with a Democratic president in the White House. But what's important to highlight is that these findings have to be taken with a grain of salt, as they do rely only on 7 presidential election cycles, providing a limited amount of data from which to draw definite conclusions. So statistically, not enough information to make clear statements. For this reason, our most recent Election Watch report applies a forward-looking approach, and we analyze in this context 3 major channels of impact to understand the potential consequences of the November election on the emerging markets. The first impact is changes in key U.S. macroeconomic variables. The outsized influence of the U.S. on the global stage means that emerging market assets are quite sensitive to changing expectations of U.S. GDP growth, U.S. inflation, U.S. interest rates, all of which we think will likely be influenced by the outcome of this election, particularly in the event of a blue or red wave. The second channel would be trade policy then. U.S. presidents, as you know, can fairly easily shape the country's commercial relationships with the rest of the world, with or without congressional support. And where U.S. trade policy goes from here will be quite important for emerging markets, given the fact that roughly half the share of global trade currently, belongs to the emerging world. And finally, the last channel of impact is geopolitics. As you know, for decades, the U.S. has acted as the guardian of the world geopolitical order. And although the U.S. has turned a bit inwards in recent years, it continues to shape global affairs. So how America handles its relationships with China, Mexico, Venezuela, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, among other countries, we think could be quite different depending on who wins the presidency.
Well, Alejo, it's important and helpful to have some historical context to perhaps better gauge what the future might have in store. So that was very helpful. Thank you for starting off that way and walking us through that forward-looking framework. Maybe just a follow-up on that for a few moments. What does that forward-looking framework you spoke of tell you on what to expect?
Yeah, so look, taking it all in, we conclude that an outcome of a unified U.S. government, irrespective of who is elected president, is more likely to result in a more favorable environment for emerging market assets than a divided government would. And this has to do with the fact that a unified government most likely will result in higher fiscal spending, faster economic growth, and likely higher inflation expectations than a scenario of a divided government. And historically, this correlates well with emerging market assets, even if it comes hand in hand with gradually rising interest rates. Now, if we do get a divided U.S. government, then who exactly is elected president becomes relevant for emerging markets. As we discussed before, the president is not necessarily dependent on Congress to decide the nation's trade and geopolitical agenda. One thing for sure, tensions between the U.S. and China and the U.S. and other emerging markets will likely exist no matter who wins the election. But it needs to be recognized that Donald Trump and Joe Biden have made explicit statements that they plan to take markedly different paths in terms of the country's trade and geopolitical agenda. Taken all together, we think a Biden presidency may lessen the uncertainty around U.S. external policy, which bodes well for emerging economies. Biden may be more reluctant to use tariffs as a trade policy tool, seems likely to take a more globalist approach to address cross-border issues, all of which we think will be more supportive for emerging markets than a Donald Trump 2.0 experience.
So there are clearly a wide range of potential outcome scenarios comes November with respect to the elections here in the U.S., all of which carry their own implications. So from an investor's point of view, it may be a bit of a challenge to determine how best to position their portfolio ahead of this election. So what kind of guidance can you share with us, Alejo, in terms of positioning investment portfolios as a result of all of this?
Definitely. We are the first to recognize that the outcome of the election does matter, right? But at the same time, we strongly believe that investors should build portfolios that position for a wide range of potential scenarios rather than a portfolio that is overly reliant on a particular outcome, right? We think that's the better way to manage wealth through time than taking directional bets on binary outcomes such as the one that we're facing in November. In the context of building these portfolios that position well for a wide range of potential scenarios, we think emerging market assets do play a central role. They promote geographic diversification, and they contribute to higher returns than a portfolio without them. So to give you an idea, in our baseline scenario, we expect emerging market equities to outperform other global equity markets in the years ahead. And this is clearly reflected by the over 9% annualized total returns that emerging market equities we expect to deliver over the next cycle. This is, 2-3% per year above, on average, what we expect for, U.S., European equities, right? In the fixed income area, we also expect emerging market bonds to continue to deliver good risk-adjusted returns, particularly those denominated in U.S. dollars. And in addition, as you might recall, Dan, we do hold a tactical preference for some emerging market assets. Looking 6 to 12 months out, we maintain U.S. dollar-denominated emerging market sovereign bonds as one of our most preferred asset classes. We think their 5% yield in U.S. dollars provide a good interest rate carry in a world in which there's very little carry to be found. And we also pencil in some degree of additional spread compression as emerging market countries bring the coronavirus under control while commodity prices trade higher in coming quarters. So all in, Dan, build a portfolio that is resilient to a wide range of outcomes. Taking that into account, emerging markets should play an important role, both emerging market equities and emerging market bonds.
That's terrific guidance, Alejo. And I do want to ask before we wrap up, any country or region specific considerations that investors should be mindful of here?
Of course. It's always hard to define emerging markets. The diversity of countries that, you know, are usually included in the definition is quite large. And any blanket statements could gloss over idiosyncratic drivers, right? For that reason, in the recent Election Watch report that you highlighted, we discussed investment implications for specific countries, not only in Latin America, but also in Central and Eastern Europe and the Middle East. Focusing on our time zone, in Latin America, for instance, we do expect the most pronounced shockwaves from the election to be felt in Mexico. The Mexican economy is more geared towards manufacturing and more geared towards the U.S. market relative to, say, the Chinese market, than other in Latin America, right? And so, while Latin America, by and large, is more, you know, commodity-oriented, deep trade links with China, Mexico, once again, is more manufacturing-oriented and tilted towards the U.S., very much intertwined, right? And so quite important for Mexico in particular. And so the conclusions that we talked about earlier, united, divided government, applied particularly so for the Mexican economy. Now, who exactly is elected president will, of course, directly influence the trade and geopolitical channels. Look, U.S. interest and involvement in Latin America should remain relatively limited under Trump, and this is illustrated by the fact that he visited the fewest number of Latin American countries of any president in the U.S. in almost a century, right? On the other hand, we may expect Biden to adopt a more outward-looking agenda with a collaborative stance on immigration, a deeper focus on democracy and human rights, and a more aggressive green program. So expect more involvement in the region with a Biden presidency than a Trump, and the larger effects should be felt by an economy like Mexico relative to others.
Well, Alejo, thank you for joining us to discuss how the U.S. elections might impact emerging markets as well as emerging market assets and how investors should think about positioning a portfolio ahead of this all. This can play out many different ways, so it's helpful to have some guidance in terms of positioning. But great catching up with you as always on the Top of the Morning podcast, Alejo, and we'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you very much for the invitation. There's a lot more detail in the report, and you know, for those interested in taking directional bets, there are investment ideas featured there that we think will be particularly impacted by the different electoral outcomes. But you know, take a look. I think you'll find it insightful.
Thank you, Alejo. And to that point, for our clients listening in, we do encourage you, as always, to have a conversation with your financial advisor. And in this case, you can do so and learn more about the investment ideas that Alejo just pointed out. Again, the piece, Election Watch, What the U.S. Elections Mean for Emerging Markets, is now available up on UBS Online Services. If you are a client of UBS, you can always reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the publication directly, though, as I mentioned, the piece is now available up on UBS Online Services. And again, this morning we have been joined by Alejo Zarwanko, Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the global wealth management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.